30 seconds extra. Nice. So, hi, everyone. I'm Raichu. I'm going to talk about X11 and Wayland. And unlike the link to this talk, it's not about porting Wayland. It's also not about this window manager slash compositor. It's basically about how I got there and all the little hurdles that you have to take when you're doing this on FreeBSD. We heard this from Nia for NetBSD. Now, same thing for FreeBSD. So yeah, this is basically just the hackspace that I'm at, so don't care about the other. So I basically give this talk at 36C3 before. Now I have 10 more minutes, and I don't have to rush that much, which is good. So first of all, what was my project? So the project is called Hikari, which is a window manager and a Wayland compositor. So I thought, why not just take twice the time for a project and re-implement the thing using two different protocols? So yeah, that was fun. So I roughly spent 6 months in every technology, so I can kind of like, I think I can form an informed opinion about this, so maybe this is useful to you. So first of all, why did I do that? So why do you write another window manager, another compositor, plenty out there? So yeah, basically I wanted to write something that's sort of like a stacking, tiling window manager approach. Anyone know CWM from the OpenBSD folks? Yeah, the OpenBSD everyone. So that is something that I was using on FreeBSD before, and I thought this was a pretty nice concept. And I wanted to have something a little bit more. I thought this idea of groups was very intriguing because CWM has groups 1 to 9, and I basically just started using them as workspaces, which is not really the idea of CWM, I think. But I thought this group concept was pretty intriguing. So, like, having arbitrary groups was probably, this was something that I wanted to have, and I'm going to show you what I mean by that. So this, let's start a terminal. So this is basically just a simple terminal. This is my aesthetics, like one pixel border. I'm happy with that. Every pixel means something, which I think is a nice thing. So this is now a white border. I know I have context, focus. So this concept of groups, I have two terminals now, and they reside in the same group. It's the root shell, or it's the shell group. So when I press mod now, I get my title bars, and it shows me all the windows that belong inside of that group. So you can see, okay, this is my fish. We're on sheet 2. I use the word sheet for workspaces. It's kind of different semantics, but anyway, I won't go into that here. And it's in the shell group. So I wanted to be able to like arbitrarily group windows together. So I have a communication, web, video, audio, shells, and also maybe something like root shells. So this is a root shell. I'm not going to type in my password here. You can see this is a different group. And what I can do now is I can cycle just between the most important views of the group. So to me, that was something that I really wanted to have. It's kind of useful. And as you can see, this is like the usual floating thing, which everyone thinks is totally inefficient, but I don't think it isn't. It isn't. But sometimes I want to arrange my views. Sometimes I want to have tiling. And so this is a very basic tiling algorithm that I used and was kind of inspired by what HerbstLuftVM, or HerbstLuftVM, or however I want to pronounce it, does, where it can basically split up the screen into different sections and different frames and use different tiling algorithms like grid, vertical, horizontal, full screen, and stuff like that. And you can configure that in the configuration file, and it kind of looks like JSON. I'm using the UCL configuration language, which is something that